My love was the same. There was no difference in my love at all. But I think a deeper reverence, an awful reverence for him, grew much more than it was there when I believed him as only the perfect master.
Will Baba pass on
spiritual authority like Maharaj did? No. That is the difference, that is the main difference between the avatar and the perfect master. You see, the perfect master always, it's very conventional that he goes on giving his charge to his chargeman, the perfect master drops his body and another becomes the perfect master, takes his place, he is also God-realized, he takes up all the functions and the duties of his guru and it goes on and on. In the case of Baba, in the avataric period, it is very different at all. He has no chargeman. He does the entire work of the whole world. And it is he is the only link between God and the illusion. And perfect master, when he drops the body, he becomes completely disconnected with illusion. The avatar, when he is in body or without body, is always linked with the illusion. He is always linked with the creation. And the perfect master who does the work merely executes the plan that has been made by the avatar during his lifetime. And the avatar comes every 700 or 1000 years, every time he comes into the human form. What is it you ask?
When will there be more perfect men?
Perfect masters are there in every generation. Even during the lifetime of Baba, there were 5 perfect masters, but they were dormant. Because the whole charge of the functioning of the world was taken up by Baba himself.
But how will one guy will be the head of the perfect master?
He is a perfect master. That guy is the perfect master, he's the head of the other 4.
How does he get to be head?
Huh?
How does he get to be head?
Well, see, it is going on for ages like this. We do not know because it is revealed to us by Baba himself. The explanations about this perfect master and the difference between the perfect master and the avatar is only given to us by Baba. Because I heard many a discourses given by Upasati Maharaj. Nowhere has he mentioned anything about this at all. And the perfect master, when he functions into the world, Baba said that he acts. He does not directly get involved into the world for the benefit of the world. But the avatar becomes the perfect master acts. There is another analogy Baba had given that when the perfect master works in illusion and puts his hands in the illusion as if he puts on gloves on both of his hands and because he cannot stand the heat of the whole illusion, of the whole creation. But the avatar himself takes a plunge into the illusion. He does not act, but he becomes. And that is why he has to suffer tremendously. Christ has to suffer so much. Eventually he was crucified. He had to go through that suffering. Why? Because the avatar becomes and the perfect master acts.
There's a question over there.
Ramakrishna Paramahansa.
Ramakrishna Paramahansa or the perfect master?
Yeah, he suffered.
Yes. Perfect masters do suffer indeed. They do suffer. But proportionately their suffering is not as much as the avatar. Because the 5 masters put together, they do look after the entire creation and the entire universe, you see. Where when avatar comes, he takes the full charge. He does the entire work. And those 5 perfect masters, you see, remain dormant. Until such time that when the avatar drops his body, the charge is taken by these 5 masters. And that the chief perfect master is not the chargeman of the avatar in that conventional sense at all. And in the conventional sense, these 5 perfect masters are really not the masters of the avatar at all. Because they cannot give anything to the avatar. Avatar himself, God coming in a human form. The perfect master goes from down upward. And he comes from above down.
Well, Father's manifestation through our
The manifestation of Baba
through individual personalities, all of people, will that result in a paradise?
Well, what is the word of paradise and what are the associations of the word paradise? Paradise is nothing but a mental state That's all. Apart from that, what you want to ask, I have understood. You want to ask whether manifestation of Baba will take place through different individuals. And the whole world will change.
Do you think the illusion will be perfected? Like, instead of starving people, we'll have everyone?
Yes, yes.
Baba's manifestation is going to come about, whether that manifestation will take its form through individuals or through groups or through nations or through different religions, we cannot say.
Because the eternity does not confirm to our view of manifesting itself. It can manifest itself in a numerous ways, you see. But definitely a better world, a new humanity has been, the seed of the new humanity has been sowed by Baba through his intense suffering during his lifetime. And it must come to fruition. The manifestation is going to take place, and it's a question of time. It may work out slowly, imperceptibly, we do not know. Just as a child grows, we do not know how it grows, but we definitely know where it grows, we know it has grown. When the tree grows, you see, when it has grown, we know that it has grown, but at the time of growing, we do not know. So also, this manifestation will take effect in the most natural manner, unperceived for us, but when the result is there, it will become very obvious, and a time will come that the humanity will come to know that it was Meher Baba who had done all the work, and this is the manifestation of Meher Baba in the happiness that in the transformation the transformation that has taken place in the entire world.
How can the individual help Baba's work, that mission, the new humanity?
Well, what are you doing now? Different centers of Baba. This is the work of Baba that is being done. It is you, of course, give the ideas of Baba to them. You give Baba's love to them. You help them. This is in a small way you are playing your part. Every individual plays his part. Now, exactly to say that Baba will express or manifest himself through individuals or through groups, we cannot definitely say how it's going to come about. But individuals do have in their own way. All Baba lovers coming together. This is the Baba work being done.
Will Baba be relaxed on all people?
No. All people at a time, there is no time is going to come ever that all people are going to be realized. You see, they will, according to the law, a certain number will become realized and then the others follow and their time will come. But this intense chaos that is you find in the world today, I don't think it will be there at all. And things will be smoothed out and it will be much more peaceful life in the world to live for humanity.
Would this be the second coming of Christ?
Avatar, according to Baba, is one. There are no two avatars. He was the same as Zoroaster, as Rama, as Krishna, as Buddha, as Christ, as Muhammad, and as Meher Baba. He is the same avatar. He takes up different personalities, different bodies, at different times, different circumstances, and different situations. Now, if Christians say that this is the second Christ, they may say so. But with us, with Baba, there is no first or second at all. It is the same one, coming at different times, once between 700 and 1400 years, takes different human forms, under different circumstances, at different times. That is all. There is no question for first or second years.
What is the realization that your own consciousness is one is God? What is that?
Realization means to realize one's own self. That one's own self, Baba says, is nothing but God, nothing but I, that is Baba. Your own self, whom you do not know.
But isn't that why Christ, by the second coming, at this time you would realize yourself, who is Christ?
No, but realize the other. I do not understand. All humanity will realize God at that time.
I don't know, but it's
no. As explained, Baba, why? It can never come. Because Baba says, I have to maintain this illusion. The illusion goes on throughout eternity. And according to their preparation, according to the different times, according to the push that the avatar gives to the whole world, you see, so many will go on realizing and, becoming universally conscious and consciousness, and they get the consciousness of I am God state.